Happy Tuesday, everybody. What's going on? Today, I had a pretty remarkable conversation around patience, mostly around the fact that how impatient I've been in my 20s and how I now know that being patient or patiently impatient is really the key to taking some stress off them shoulders, because at times when we are so busy trying to make things happen and at such a quick rate, especially because today we have everything at our fingertips. We grab our phones if we want to watch a movie, music, if we want to be on a date, so many things. Everything is at the tip of our fingers touching this little device that we have in our hands. Being patiently impatient, and what I've gathered from that is, I know it sounds ridiculous, but getting a little bit better every single day, taking steps forward towards what it is that you're trying to create and what you may be impatient in creating, is about taking a little bit of action every single day towards the thing that you're trying to create, and letting go of the how and when this is going to happen. You know, whether it's creating a business or a relationship, whatever it may be, it's about letting go of the how and really stepping into the action part of this every single day. Whether it's journaling towards what you want, creating networking opportunities for yourself, reading a book, whatever it may be, taking one step every single day to be a little bit better than you were the day before. The way it's going to come together in my personal experience, it will likely be different than what you've created in your mind. In our minds, we get this this whole idea. The human mind is such an incredible thing, and we create this vision of how it's going to happen, what we're trying to create. And it's hilarious, because in all likelihood, I would say probably 9 times out of 10, maybe even 10 times out of 10, it doesn't come together the way that the universe is probably going to bring it to you. Sometimes it's divine timing, being in the right place at the right time. There's so many different factors on, you know, if you make a move or whatever it may be, there's so many different elements that are out of your control. So all you need to be in control of is getting better and taking steps forward every single day in whatever capacity you have within you, and just letting go of the how. And man, it feels good to just let go of how it's going to happen and just focus on getting better and becoming more knowledgeable and creating the networks and the different things, because in time it's going to happen. And if you're young, which I hope a lot of you listening are, you have so much time. You know, I thought I was ready for everything at 24, you know, really by 26, you know, I had my master's, I had done everything that I thought was correct. As far as creating the American dream, going to school, buying a house, and to be really honest, I was shit on several times. You know, bought a house in 2008, not knowing that 2007, I'm sorry, and in 2008, 2009, when the crash happened, I had no idea I was going to lose all the value in a home that I bought. You know, my education, when I got my master's and I was about to move back from Australia to the United States, you know, I was just like, all right, I'm ready to jump into the education system and really start being impactful. And finding out that they weren't hiring teachers, they weren't hiring deans and principals, they were cutting people, they were getting rid of them. And, you know, that was very disheartening, because I thought that I was doing what was supposed to be done. And it didn't work out the way that I thought. But at the end of the day, it brought me to LA, and, you know, I've had success in my acting career, and I've also really found myself and what it is that truly brings out the joy of life in me, which is truly what we should all be working towards, is not the money, because the money will come, but really doing what it is that you enjoy to do in your life, because you're going to spend so much damn time doing it. If you're not happy doing it, you're going to be a miserable, miserable person. And there's no need for it. You know, if you're into Legos, find a way to make Legos your life, because if that's what brings you the most joy, do it. Build those damn Legos. Build yourself a Harry Potter freaking Dumbledore. I don't know what it is that makes you happy, but do it. And who cares what the hell anybody else thinks? Because when you're making money doing it and you're killing it, everybody else is going to be looking at you like, damn, how did you do it? And you were patient and you stayed true to yourself in creating what it was that you wanted. The fact is today at 34, I feel better. I feel that I look better. I looked at pictures when I was 24. I was drinking a lot of beer, playing a lot of beer pong, hanging out with a lot of friends. I had a lot of fun, and I'm glad that I did it because I got it out of my system. I don't have that desire anymore in my 30s. So just I'm more wise. I've gotten shit out of my system that needed to get out of my system, you know. And throughout all of that, I was being impatient in my, you know, getting my degrees. I was being impatient in, you know, making money. Having a business, I was all impatient, but I was also not focused. And, you know, maybe some of you are very focused, and that's great because you got a head start. But there was also the time in your 20s where I personally lived and had a great time, and I just wasn't ready. Give yourself some time. You're young. Well, like I said, I hope a lot of young people are listening to this. And if you are, take your time. It's all good. Stay focused. And really, really be happy. Create tunnel vision as to what it is that you're trying to create for your life. What it is that you want to do, because it's everything. I promise you. You know, if you plan on getting married, marriage is a huge piece of your happiness. Make sure you marry somebody that makes you happy. The other half is going to be what you do for a living, because these two things you spend a lot of time with. Trust me. There's a lot of other things to life, but these two things are going to create a great deal of happiness. So if the person in your life that you are with does not make you happy, does not make you better, does not get you closer to your goals, reevaluate. And if you're not doing something that you love to do every single day or pursuing that thing, reevaluate and start taking steps towards that. And don't forget to be patient along the way. Have a great day, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I'll be talking to you guys next week, and all the best. This is Tough Stuff with Coach Hollis.